Yes, yabaziwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Uburambuli butya.
And how is your lives?
Muriza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Ero muwe kirowoze kirungi ekivuye Katonda.
Give them a good thought from the Lord.
Nga abana abo ruganda.
As people who are brethren.
Era abalina obusika.
And those with the inheritance unto the Father in heaven, give them a good thought that the Father would have given them. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on even today, and we thank God
who
empowers us and come in His word again. Praise Jesus much. And we're still moving on
to
see the way anointing of the Holy Spirit in double portion. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. And this we see them in midst, we see call of God on the nation Uganda. As he marked it in the Bible, he marked it in the history, spoke of it in prophecy released in AD, right from Uganda and outside Uganda. And we look much to the Australian vision on our nation Uganda, which was released in 1992 through the prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil
Klein.
Got out four major points in that vision. We still won't get to explain the second point.
And
we say the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Has to be like Prophet Elijah and Prophet Moses. And just as King David, the heir of the throne of David. Praise Jesus much.
Now
we finished to see many reasons why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and why is to be like Prophet Moses. And we reached to see our general reason why that man has to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses to behave a little the God's final work, the final on this planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Praise Jesus much. And we see seven reasons in the general reason. We reached much on the sixth reason, which tell us that the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the double portion, and they are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Is
to flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. After we finished seeing many reasons in the middle there, then we headed on to see the way the anointing of the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
And
noting we were told, is to take off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God on the Bible or on the word of God. Bring you be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God to reach the double portion, and they are doubled. And to be filled with the light of the word of God, and to be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. Praise Jesus much. Moved on, see one per one spirit. And the seven spirits make fullness of the Holy Spirit. And we still move on to see the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. How it works in the double portion. As the word of God is.
Now,
began to basically to see the Spirit of the Lord. How it first works in the single portion. As the word of God is.
point itano,
and we want to see 5 points
under
how we see Spirit of God, how he works in single portion as the Word of God is. We are right on our 5th point. It's the second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the 5th point it says, see the image and likeness of God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit on their thrones.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we want to move on. You see how Spirit of God works in single portion as the Word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Right
on our 5th point, it's the second part, and we see the image in the likeness of God, God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, whom we know as the Spirit of the Lord, on their thrones. This we look as we now look into their fullness. For the Father makes fullness of above the heavens. The Word makes fullness of heavens and earth which are. And the Holy Spirit is made of 7 spirits, which are made of bodies of the seraphs.
We
shall see the double portion we are about to head on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we see the image of God, the image and like of God, God the Father, God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on their thrones. Praise Jesus much. Now last time we heard that God created us in his image, and we ended, we saw us. If they say God is spirit,
he
has an image of the likeness, and does he have a body?
And
we saw of heavenly bodies, and he has them. Praise Jesus much. Now we can briefly get backwards, and we go to connect on the Job. Praise Jesus much.
We've
gone back to Genesis chapter 1, and the verse 26. Genesis chapter 1 and verse
26. Katonda natonda omuntu mungeri ye, mungeri ya Katonda muyamutondera. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
Katonda yatutonda mu kifaananyi kye ne mu ngeri.
God created us in his image and his likeness.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
Omukazi n'omusajja.
Man and the woman.
Mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
In the image of God.
Ne mu ngeri ye.
And in the likeness of God.
So kino kimenyawo bali abagamba.
This breaks away those who say
Katonda mwoyo mwerere.
That God is a naked spirit.
Kubanga nafu baba agamba nti yatutonda mu
kifaananyi kye. For we say created us in his image.
Twesoke tuwebuze.
Let's first ask ourselves.
Twetwajjawa okubanga tulina emibiri.
Where did we get to have bodies?
Tulina emibiri.
We have bodies.
Ati
he created us in his image. If he has no body,
then that
is spoke wrong.
That
he created us in his image and his likeness. The major words are two right there. The image of God and the likeness of God. Right at his throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now we know of well. And as we have the spirit, it's the real us, the original. Yet we also have bodies covered on us. And if you unclothe the body, what's called death? They say the late, the one who went, yet the body remains. In all we see like this,
the
image of God we began last time to look to when we entered in the Job 4,
and
we see first God the Spirit,
and
see God has the glorious body of heaven,
which
is better than this of flesh and blood. The other is of very precious stone.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe as we move on to ahead, remember, Bible explains in Colossians 2, Colossians 3, the verse 9-10, speaks this on the glory of body of God and that of ours. Let's read, we hear. Colossians 3 from verse 9.
Temulimbagananga mwekana mweka kubanga mwamwe yambulako omuntu owedda wamu n'ebikolwa bye. Olunyole 10 ne mwambala omuntu omujja afuulibwa omujja olw'okutegeera mu kifaananyi ky'oyo eyamutonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twambula omuntu owedda.
Unclothe the old man, accounted to have unclothed this body, and
we
are given the one from heaven, which
is
the glory of God Himself.
So, but
people, we did not first understand when God created us in His image and in His likeness, we have an attachment the way we appear like Him. Just the fact that our bodies are not glorious to reach in His.
It
look that as we too have the spirit in us, it's true God is the spirit. But how does it appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. How is its likeness? And how is its image? Then we look to that spiritual body.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all,
he
speaks with us in Philippians, he
says
that these are our bodies which are perishable, they are to be transfigured, get to the glory of the one who is God, a body like that of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now in all we look toward, most many people say that God is a naked spirit, but Bible has never spoken of that. Just as we first heard last time, let's read in the Philippians 3 verse
21.
Philippians 3:21.
Ogokutowazibwa kwaffe okufananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye ng'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okusa ebintu byonna wansi we.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda yagenda maaso okutuwa omubiri ogwassibwamu kitiibwa.
On to give us a body whom glory in it.
He
put out all its glory, yet it's in His image and likeness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
After
change us back to the glory which a body which is glorious like His, as the glorious body of His is.
We
want to take away this sin of not knowing God, and
we
look at the Spirit of the Lord in the single portion, show us how He works as the Word of God is, and He moves on to reveal us and to anoint us of knowledge of knowing God. Praise Jesus. And He said, people who say God is naked spirit, He has no body, they have their ignorance, and it appears how God has a body like us of flesh,
and
has different private parts.
Perhaps
is the man or a woman, a man and a woman,
he
both made them in His image and in His likeness. But what deferred is one, because we were lowered, a body of a glory which is lowered. That's why we have those parts. Heavenly bodies differ in splendor with those of the world. Now when we shall reach in heaven,
the
glorious bodies which appear like of God, you will not appear with those private parts troubling you. They will not be there. And they will not be marrying or getting married. We shall be like angels. Now it means God is not that have male organs or the female. No. And this body
profits
you, your body lowered in glory. In this body you need to go to toilets. You need to eat. It's not in the body of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much said that, you know.
Now this time,
and
we look to see the image and the likeness of God. God the Father and God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and God the Spirit on their throne to give you how they appear on the throne.
For
when we enter double portion,
it's
what
will
take us to their fullness.
Here
we see the part on the throne. How does he appear there? He makes an image which is like ours.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yeah.
But we know, first discovered is God the Father, who began with God the Word in Him, and God the Holy Spirit in Him. He manifested as we saw.
If
we have God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, and these three agree in one, it's to say they came from one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now when we read in John, John 4:24, and he tells us this.
Yokana esole yokuna nolo nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
John chapter 4 verse 24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo. Naba bamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu mwoyo namazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda kitafike nyiri.
God the Father himself is the Spirit.
Era bamusinza kibagwanira musinza mwoyo
namazima. Worship or to worship him in spirit and truth.
Yenga original.
He has originality is spirit.
Naye gwo kufana na
gute. Yet how does it appear?
You see,
even the Lord Jesus is the Spirit.
He appear
with various bodies of heaven. Just as we
then
us, from the fullness of God we are given, our spirits to manifest. We too are spirits, but which are on a very low level. And we are clothed of bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what is this? You expect God there as a spirit. His fullness there, how is it made? How is the spirit made?
Yes,
praise Jesus. That we are to look
to
it. All along it's what we look to with our eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, John
4:24
he said, God the Father himself is the Spirit. Yet we also have the Holy Spirit.
It's
all have the part of the Spirit in them. To be God this is the Spirit. Even the Lord Jesus spoken of being the Spirit, but not naked spirit. When you look to 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
tell
us the Lord Jesus is the Spirit. Let's read there, we hear. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo. Era wabo omwoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabiddembe.
Mukama waffe kenyini Yesu.
The Lord Jesus himself.
Mwoyo.
His spirit.
Nga Katonda kitaffe bwali.
As God the Father is.
Toka agamenti era wabo omwoyo gwa mukama waffe.
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Kitegeza Katonda kitaffe.
Means God the Father.
Mwi alina party eyitibwandi Katonda gwe mwoyo.
But him called God is spirit.
Ne Katonda kigamba.
Even God the Word.
Alina party eyitibwandi Katonda gwe mwoyo.
But called God is spirit.
Ate ne Katonda omwoyo
mutukufu. Even God the Holy Spirit.
Alina party
eyi. He has that part.
Ti Katonda gwe mwoyo.
God is spirit.
Naye guyinza kufana na
gute. But how can it appear?
Bibitwali tutandiseko wakati ngatula.
What he had begun, as we saw in Job, that the spirit has had an image. It had an image in the likeness of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We speak of what? We speak like this. That as you see, your outer part, how it appears, even your spirit appears like that.
Even
though it has no private parts, it has no those breasts,
it
has no parts which cause trouble. Now let me give you an example, easy. You have phones, most of you. Have you ever taken off its housing that you press with the buttons on? Must appear with the real inside, the skeleton of the phone. Is it not that?
You
know the rightful fawn. You've never touched it.
But
you touch on its cloth. Maybe when you begin to unclothe its housing,
and
then you touch the real fawn. Have you ever looked to that? Now we, this is an housing our body.
It's
meant to appear like with the spirit inside it.
Now,
even God is like that.
The
spirit comes out in the real image, you see how we are.
Yet,
what is better than us is the beginning and the end. That is far beyond us.
It
shall never be equal no matter how we try. After made the form of body appearing like how his spirit is, that he can be touched, that he can appear. If he
dare
remain in the form of a spirit, the physical eye cannot see him. Just as you check out of your body, and no one sees you. Do you know that when you die and your body is dying, your spirit checks out of it, but who sees it? Now, give you this body.
It
helps your manifestation that you are there. Even God, to be spirit,
you
cannot mere see him like that.
Heart
make a body of the image of his spirit that he can manifest.
Things
are still hard under the sun to explain. We ended as we had in Job. As if I see him, but I don't see him clear. Get back to Job chapter 4,
in
the verse 15. Job chapter 4 from verse 15.
Awo moyo neguita kumaso gange enviri ezomubiri gwange nezimva ku mutwe olinyole 10 no mukaka.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much.
Awo moyo gwamuita moyo yamuita
ko the spirit passed him
enviri ezimva ku mutwe
and the hair moved and stood off his head.
Zamuvako nezikonyoka ko nezigwa
wali off his head.
Wabulo moyo yamuita ko nakwata ku mfumbo z'enviri ze
the head of him. Felt as if he's lifted out of
it.
Remember that in Ezekiel 8, from verses 2 to 4,
our
spirit touched on the hair, and he took Ezekiel out of his body.
He
took him in the vision of God that he can see.
Yobu esule yokuna nolu nyiriri ole 10 no mukaga.
Job chapter 4 verse 16.
Gwai mirira buyimirizi na yene si inza kwetegereza bwegufana na.
Nti yawulira omoyo no mutukufu.
That he heard this Holy Spirit.
Ngai mirride mu maso ge.
Stood before him.
Yawulira ngai mirride kubanga omuntu ayimirira.
For someone standing.
Ati kukubali nachi.
He must have a body.
Ali nebigeri ayi
mubiri kuna. He has a body, full body.
Nyinga gwali guyimirride.
But it was standing, yet he did not try to look and discern it.
Job 4 and
the verse 16.
Gwayimirira buyimirizi, naye ne siyinza kwetegereza bwe gufaanana. Ekifaananyi kyali mu maaso gange. Waliwo okusirika, ne mpulira eddoboozi eryogera nti.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Before him, he saw there is an image there.
You
remained and is a naked spirit as you speak of him.
Those
who see him on the throne, they wouldn't have seen him. Who has ever seen of wisdom? Many times we have it that indeed I got wisdom and I got knowledge when we speak of the right knowledge. But who has ever seen it?
Something
know of God if you leave him and he's just naked spirit. You cannot dare see him. That's what it does in presence of everywhere. And they tell you it's everywhere. There is left himself in the form of the spirits. Not see him, but he is there. But what he does, he is born, he has the spirit. He makes a body for himself. A glorious body. In the very precious
stones.
In the real image of his spirit. And he manifests. And you see him on the throne. If it's not that, you cannot see him.
Because
no one has ever seen God anywhere. For indeed it is. Naked spirit wouldn't have even seen him. With this physical eyes.
Who
has ever been seen a spirit check of the body? And they used with the physical eyes. And they said the dead is dying. His body is dying, is unclothing. Though you close them in the freezer,
and someone's
going to die, the spirit you expect will not pass anywhere. You find when he's passed out, checked out. Praise Jesus much. Let's briefly get up
once.
We want proof whether this is the Holy Spirit, for Job used the Spirit. The Spirit stood before me and saw its image as if I saw, yet it wasn't clear.
Someone says,
perhaps it was a spirit, an evil spirit, demon.
Or
an angel, for angels too are spirits.
Verse 12-14.
They show it was the Holy Spirit. Let's read there, we hear.
Job 4
from verse 12.
Kale ekigambo kyandeeterwa kyama. N'okutu kwange nekutoola okuwuuma kwakwo. Olw'13. Mukulowooza okuva mu kwolesebwa okw'ekiro. Otulo tungi bwetukwata abantu. Olunya olw'14. Entiisa n'enkwata n'okukankana. Amagumba gange gonna n'okunyegenya neganyegenya.
Okuuma kuno kubaawo ddi? When does this?
Ani abajja ono?
Who cometh when there is that voicings? Let's go in the Acts 2, we see. Who was manifesting in that time? Where there was a loud voicing. Let's read in the Acts 2. Acts 2 and the verse
3.
Acts 2 from verse
1. Olunyolw'okubiri, amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuba mu ggulu ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi ne kujjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde. Olunyolw'okusatu, ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunyolw'okuna, bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'Omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes, praise Jesus much. There was a rushing wind in the voicings. The Acts 2 from verse 1 to 4. They had rushing wind come.
And
there was a shaking there. And
all
apostles came tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Holy Spirit. And when we saw in Job 4 in the verse 12 and the 13,
showing
the vision was happening, this to see the Holy Spirit, there was a rushing wind. But when it happened, when the Spirit passed him, and he had him stand,
yet would
not discern his appearance. And he saw an image,
yet
could not understand it well.
But
I want to show you like this. In the Acts 2, from verse 1-4,
the
Holy Spirit was right standing where they were, yet they could not see him. He threw upon them tongues like a fire,
healed
them a portion from
him.
No one could look, see that he is there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ninga yali wali nga ayimiridde.
Was there standing?
Nga yayimirira maaso ga Yobu.
As he stood before Job.
Ninga agezaako mwetegereza nga tamulaba.
Right, the sun him we could not see him.
Olukwa batume sule yokubi.
In the Acts 2.
Kizibu n'okumulaba waawo nti wuya wakoze
ekyo. Even hard to see he is right there.
Ninga bagamba omwoyo yali yakka.
They said the spirit came on them.
Umanyo omwoyo mutukuvu.
You know the Holy Spirit. Even the Lord Jesus, they have what we call signs they appear through. As the Holy Spirit, the sign of the dove, and the sign of the lampstand.
Jesus appears
in the sign we call true vine and we branches. Not his true image. That explains us how we can be that if he comes in the white dove.
He's
an intercessor and is holy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
the lampstand shows us his fullness, the Holy Spirit.
But we
see the Lord Jesus, the true vine, and we branches, shows us how the way we came from him. Yet it's not that he's a tree.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those should not confuse you. Remember when they spoke of creation, the creating man. Father brought a plan, say, let's make them in our image. The Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
yes,
the Lord Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, in the same image, in the same likeness.
This
is why they made man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Get back to Job 4 and the verse 12. We explain like this.
Job 4
and the verse 12.
Kale ekigambo kyandeeterwa kyama. N'okutu kwange nekutoola okuwuma kwakwo. Olunyiriri 13. Mukulowooza okuva mu kwolesebwa okw'ekiro, otulo otungi bwe tukwata abantu. Olunyiriri 14. Entiisa n'enkwata n'okukankana, amagumba gange gonna n'okwenyegenya neganyegenya. Olunyiriri 15. Awo omwoyo ne guyita ku maaso gange, enviiri ez'omubiri gwange ne zinva ku mutwe. 16. Gwayimirira buyimirizi, ne siyinza kwetegereza bwe gufaanana. Ekifaananyi kyali mu maaso gange. Waaliwo okusirika, ne mpulira eddoboozi eryogera nti. Olunyiriri 17.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard when?
Agambye omwoyo yamuyitako.
So the spirit passed him.
Maaso ge n'awulira.
Before his face.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Agamba nti, what were engeri?
There is a image. There was a form of an image before him. There was a form and an image.
It
stood before him.
But
try to discern and look at it.
And
he could not see the spirit well. If the Holy Spirit put on himself the body, a glorious body, as we know how it's meant to be or how we shall see it, I've been able to see him. I told you the last time, it's been very hard
for
the spirit to manifest to us physically, and we see him. Yet we've seen power, and they tell us he's moving, yet who dare sees him?
It
caused us get a serious problem with the evil spirits came within us. Remember when we know the God the Spirit, we shall know God the Father, for he is Spirit. We shall know the Lord Jesus, for he too is Spirit. Praise Jesus. We know him as Spirit,
and
know his body, the glorious body he has on his throne. Praise Jesus.
Much.
Now, in all brethren,
there are
things which have been under the sun and they are gotten wasted. They are right in the bush, you can no more understand them. Meant to first dig off dust of falsehood, dig away the bush of lies, and people see the truth how it is,
and
restore the ancient landmarks, as
we
were told in Isaiah 58, to restore the ancient landmarks, and restore dwelling places. Praise Jesus much.
So,
Quiet as we've given this work, new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory,
we've
given a work to fulfill the call of God on the nation Uganda that has been promised in all nations in God's final work on the planet Earth.
It's
in Uganda, part of Africa. It's the revival, greatest and the last on the planet Earth. Means when you say revival, things which had gotten errored, they are upside down.
Most
that we speak of God, it's been an altar of unknown gods, the unknown gods. Now we heard in Acts 17:23. People say God cannot be is not known.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Isaiah 19
meant to be in Pearl of Africa.
It
says they will know the Lord. And God too will know them. They will make a vow
called
for God in our country, and they will fulfill it. That's what we are on now, to stand for God whom we understand well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
explain you God, His image and His likeness on the throne, God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus,
and
God the Holy Spirit.
God,
as they say, the Spirit Himself explain us.
Spirit
is the one who explains the deep things of God.
There
are those we would have called deep, like the part of God Himself, that He is Spirit, besides His body which is glorious,
that
no one would have tried to connect it. We thank Him for the journey of heaven. We were able to start in the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible, and it was very practical. Going to see,
it
tells you me, when they say God is Spirit, this is the part called Spirit.
It
gets out, goes there, it leaves His image there. And you see His image remaining of His body, and He too is on the side. The way He appeared to Job,
today
the Holy Spirit moves, but who sees Him?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So,
now those are some of the secrets of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Those revealed in Uganda, that spoken that Uganda is a blessed country. We read of that blessing in our first point, in the Australian prophecy on the nation Uganda. Our blessing, how is it?
Knowing
secrets of the kingdom of God and to reveal them to nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now thus we've understood
that
through the Spirit has an image.
It
had an image and the likeness.
Yet,
try to look at it.
It
doesn't come out clear.
So na inga,
but the Spirit is fullness. How is it made? The fullness of the Holy Spirit, you've been seeing it. When we say God the Father is Spirit,
even
God the Word is Spirit,
even
God the Spirit is the Holy Spirit, is Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He's
made fullness to which measure.
Though
is an image and likeness as we see, as we are,
the
Spirit has an appearance like ours. I don't know how I can explain it. It is like this. We are made the seven spirits in the image like of ours.
When they
ask you, where is God? God the Spirit. How did He make Himself? He's not made, but how did He make Himself? For His, the beginning and the end.
Have
to bring out fullness of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to show you that image of the Spirit. God the Spirit. It's made of seven spirits.
Where he
can get the legs,
the hands,
the eyes of the spirit and the head. You know, today you see,
it's a
small thing.
You,
as you are being put in place,
let
me show you what happened. It's like this.
It
was the egg of the man and the woman.
It's
filled with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel. Is it not that? Did you see bones in there?
Was
there a bone with their eyes, with their ears? Did you see them in there?
Yet
it was an egg of the man and the woman.
When
the mate came out wires, you were just wired.
Let
me say what happened.
God
is God called the Spirit. He said this is the Spirit of wisdom, of understanding. Who makes the image
we
see in our likeness? Let me tell you,
this
not getting foolish and getting spoiled. Go see doctors. Tell them, show me the egg of the woman, how it appears, and the egg of the man. They show you,
you
search in it to see where the bones there. Portion which can explain him, he tried to put it in us ourselves.
When you say God's
Spirit, what does he mean? Spirit of wisdom, understanding
the all in him.
Spirit makes himself in the form like this.
And
it stands, but you cannot see it. But then he
says,
by authority and power,
let make image
of the glorious body they see me. Now you,
our
video of how they make up a child. It's in a few seconds, minutes. If you have it,
we'd
have displayed these people see it. Now you see, that's the egg.
It's run
fast to seek the one for a woman. It's the egg of the man. It's going inside there. I will not tell you where it passes, for most of you know there. Now, they are like that. And they penetrate in the other egg. That's the egg of the woman. It's entering. Only one is what enters.
Now,
where you are on the marital dining. And it enters in there. Into the uterus, the womb. Begins to do work on itself. Now they are making you. You become like a snake-like thing. You begin to be wired.
Aha,
I began to become something living.
And you
begin.
You're
growing. And see, the mouth is like of something butterfly. You grow the leg.
Yes,
but do you think you began with them?
Do you think
bones and eyes, did you begin with them? Now, we've not gone beyond. What I told you is this. Your body to be in place, for the spirit is gotten from heaven, it's brought
The body is made in process.
Small things made it. Egg of man and woman.
Out
come all bones and every part. Now God, He says His Spirit.
You
go finish fullness of seven spirits. Because He has that fullness,
make
a form like ours which is clear. Now after, by much authority, He makes a body for that Spirit.
A
glorious body manifesting Him.
I don't know
now that you'll reach to understanding.
Most
think bones in your mother's womb. And the Ecclesiastes says, who knows how bones grow in the womb? God tried to show us His likeness, His image and His likeness. God, if you search Him of God the Spirit,
you have
to seek all seven spirits are within Him. Someone comes is a confused God. You say you are not God. The rightful God called God the Spirit,
made
the fullness of seven spirits. The image manifest through. Look to the Acts chapter 2 and the verse 3 and 4. Explain us of that fullness.
Acts 2
from verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngezi omuliro ngaze yauddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu olunyo lwokuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus Christ.
Tukatuma isule n'eyokubiri.
Acts 2 verse 3 and 4. Upon them appear tongues like of fire, and they go filled with Spirit of God. Check tongues of fire meant to be how many?
And explain
us according to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5. It says those tongues must be seven. Revelations 4:5.
Nekuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kuntebe kwali kuvaako okumyansa
Upon the throne came lightnings and the voicings and the thunderings.
Netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro.
Seven lamps of fire
zaaka mu maaso g'entebe ya
Katonda. Before the throne of God.
Gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Emyoyo gino omusanvu.
The seven spirits.
Gyabikira nnyo mu kabonero aka ka lampstand.
Here much in the sign of the lampstand.
Ketuzze nga twogerako.
That we've spoken of.
Okumala ebbanga ddene.
For a long time.
Nisiga ndi Katonda ali bw'ati.
But know that God is like that.
Nga lampstand bwe.
That's the lampstand. Ye
yagala kutuyita mwatu nnyo.
You want to pass through it, explain us. Fullness is made of seven spirits. Find God the Father and they say that He is wisdom. And you say, Christ say is understanding. Where will you go from that? But that speaks of the spiritual part.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
when we speak of God, God the Father, God the Son, known as the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit,
He
has an image as the Spirit appears like how we are.
The
image gets it from His fullness. Fullness of the seven spirits.
As I've
shown you the egg of the woman and of the man, you see watery form like things.
Yes.
Filled of powers out of can come bones. You see how your body was wired. Now what you will do, go back, get egg of man or woman, look for eyes in there. Is it not that? That system is filled of what powers? Which powers are in the egg of the woman and the man? A human being, as you are there, you're wired.
But in our system, where open.
Do you have an open system scene?
That
we see how they wired a human being inside.
Look,
they think they got all those things. After God is made of fullness, God the Spirit, made of fullness of seven spirits. Spirit as he made an image out of it.
It
appears in the image we are in. Spirit is in the form of what we are in. Spirit is in the form which we are in. On the throne.
Cardinal,
we can see him.
You see,
inside, you are wired.
But
who put this hand there to wire you?
System, not to can you find
get entire system here. It was an egg of the man and the woman.
That
system of God, I tell you, which
he
is. After is the Spirit of the Lord.
We call
the Spirit of the Lord. And it's God Himself the Father. It's God the Word.
Fullness
is made of seven spirits together. They got out that image.
The
Spirit of wisdom
holds
foundations of all things.
Ask
your God, you call God the Spirit. How did he make himself? You get out the fullness of the seven spirits. You know God the Spirit, how he makes himself the body. How he made his image and the likeness. He made the body in the image of the likeness of the Spirit that he can manifest to us right at his throne. Holy Spirit who moves to us. For his mercy seat, he left it. Praise Jesus much. Now in the Isaiah 11, in the verse
2,
they show us the seven spirits. They make the fullness of God. Isaiah 11, the verse 2.
No mo yogwa mukama, gulibera kuye. Omo yogwa magezi, no kutegera. Omo yogwa kutesa, na mani. Omoyo gwo kumanya n'okutya mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bubagandi katonda gwe moyo.
When they say God is the Spirit,
osobola okubanga omumanyi.
You must know him.
Akolebwa atya, yekola atya.
How did he make himself?
Bawe nagamba akolebwa atya jagani ya mukola.
How is he made? You ask who made him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
It,
you know, God's Spirit, you know, inside him, there is of wisdom, there is of understanding, of the counsel, spirit of power, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God.
Out
there is a form, and he appears on his throne,
and he
made himself a glorious body. Find anything and calls itself God. Ask him, God is the Spirit? Yes. How is his image?
He
makes it from which fullness? This is called the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Now God made himself in his fullness and filled the seven spirits.
He
there comes speak things not connecting here.
He
speak things which don't hold wisdom, which don't hold understanding, which don't hold in counsel, which don't hold power, where there's no knowledge, where there's no fear of God, the Spirit of the Lord. You know, that is not God.
Find
a God who speaks and he contradicts himself. One day, there's a place they sent me to Lubaga. Now that God, he calls himself. Anytime he came in that place, he came on the heads of people. And when he came on their heads, At times he said, I don't want to hold worried lines. They are of Satan.
And
when they spoke such, I told them, all these telephone companies, they are the same people. And they refused. Just a little time passed, not 3 years even. And worried and Airtel related. They ended all Airtel, they are the same. And MTN. I told you that God lacks wisdom, is not God.
Not
rush out, come that you're God. That come on heads, people, we shall ask you questions.
It's
time we know our God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ask those seeking wisdom, what do they seek for? They seek for him himself. Real wisdom. Himself is the beginning of all things.
And
say in the fear of God. Wisdom begins.
Means
where it began, it's a part of him at the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read here in Proverbs.
We
show you God, the part of the Spirit, how it is made. Praise Jesus much. We show you the part
of the
Spirit. God is Spirit, how did he make it? Part of the Spirit shows his image and likeness. The likeness is of the seven spirits.
The
image is that Job was trying to see. Yet it's not clear, it's not visible. Yet stood with feet, has hands touched him. Now the Spirit,
God
is made of likeness of seven spirits.
System
of the inside. Outward it put the same image like itself. Because you cannot move on to see it. Must make a glorious body. Then you see him. Most people say, but what are we on now? Why we go to understand God? He is the one who promised it. In the Isaiah 11:9, that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. As the waters spread on the sea.
He
is the one who promised it.
We're
here to fulfill what was promised.
He
gave us ability. I don't know whether you don't feel it. I feel ability to explain knowledge of God.
We
come from the Holy Spirit himself. I don't feel any failure within it. Praise Jesus. I don't know whether you've ever heard when they explain you. But as we have heard, that likeness of God the Spirit is made of seven spirits. Then makes himself an image. It's in the image we appear through. As the Spirit,
when
makes to make a body for himself,
and
makes it in the same image, the glorious body.
It
covers himself into a garment. It's light. All those are still on
earth.
They're about to speak of them on his throne. We are in Proverbs
8.
Read the word, said this. Not the word one who speaks in the Proverbs 8.
Gero esule yomunana nolo nyiriri ole 10 olomo.
Proverbs 8 from verse 11.
Kubanga amagezi gasinga mayinja matwakavu. N'ebintu byonna ebiyinziko okwegombebwa tebyenkanyankanyizibwa nago. Olunyole 12. Nze amagezi Mfudo bukabakaba okube nyumba yange.
Olide bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Yeye magezi.
He is wisdom.
Gwetuito moyo wa magezi.
Whom we call spirit of wisdom.
Na yatu gambie.
But he say.
Nti ya magezi.
That wisdom.
Gasinga mainja matu wako avu kubaji.
Is better than
muendo.
Precious stones in
kati,
value.
Kati nwankwade katonda watu de.
Though God where he sits murondo. On the throne.
Aino mbili ugwa mainja agenja
u. That's the body of different stones.
Na yate yenga.
But he has the spirit. The spirit of wisdom, understanding. Is of higher value.
The
spirit of wisdom gets out in him another level.
Of
making himself bodies.
Of
the precious stones.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. But I try to bring. Most when you hear Proverbs 8. Solomon was the one speaking there.
He
say he is the wisdom.
No.
First, take you to verse 22.
I
just want to tell you who is speaking here. Proverbs
8
verse
22. Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo
ngero 8:22-23 ayogera mukamwaka kabaka Solomon.
The one speaking through the mouth of King Solomon.
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Wetumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the son.
Yayamba rumina arabisibwa
jetu. He clothed flesh appear to us.
Ngagamba yatekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe.
Was put from the foundation
okuva ku lubereberye.
Right from the beginning.
Ng'esitenawo kubaawo.
Before the world was.
Songa ate mu Yokane sura esooka
n'olusooka. John 1:1
ayogerwako lwatu.
Spoken of openly.
Ku lubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word. Let's read of him we hear.
Yokana isule soka, nolu nyiri yoli soka.
John chapter 1 and verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali katonda. Kigambo naba katonda.
Yes, you have
praise been. Jesus much.
E, he
was in the beginning was the word.
We've
heard speaking the Proverbs. Proverbs 8:22-23.
Then Yokane
John 1:1 explains him. The beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. John 1:14 they say. And the word clothed the flesh. And appeared to us. In the glory of the Son. The one begotten of the Father.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So we read
Proverbs 8. Do not ask who speaks that I wisdom. He is Christ himself. God the word.
Or
God the son. But we know of it well. We heard that God the spirit. The Holy Spirit. Made of fullness of seven spirits. Even the Father is like that. Even the Word is like that. It's the reason why. We hear God the Word. We know as the Son. The Lord Jesus. In the Proverbs 8. In the verse 11. Downwards he says. I wisdom. What are we on now? All their fullness are made seven spirits. As you see them on the lampstand. That's where you get the image and likeness of the spirit. That's God the spirit. After makes himself a body which appears to us. Let's read we hear.
Gero esule yomunana nolu nyiriri ole kuminebili.
Proverbs 8 in verse 12.
Zamagezi mfudo bukabakabu kube nyumba yangi. Era nonyo kumanya no kutesa. Onyole kuminesatu. Okutia mukama kwe kuchia uobubi. Amalala nesikuti nekube bi. Naka mwakabamba avu bienchawa. Onyole kuminenya. Okutesa kwangi.
There
we speak of speed of counsel. It is within him.
Gerisule yomunana, nolu nyiriri ole kuminenya.
Proverbs 8:14.
Okutesa kwangi, no kumanyo kutufu. Zende kutegera. Nina amanyi.
Yeye kutegera.
He is understanding.
Yemoyo kutegera.
He is the spirit of understanding.
Adina amanyi.
He has power.
Yemoyo wa amanyi.
He is the spirit of power.
Katonda
God as spirit. How did he make himself? When I say how was he made, whom you will ask, who made him? He begins as God the Spirit.
In him, see the part of wisdom,
understanding, the counsel. Who is the beginning and the end. Now we say, I am wisdom.
Yes,
spirit of wisdom. I am understanding. That the spirit of understanding. Counsel is mine. The spirit of counsel.
And
knowledge is mine. I have power. Spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you join up all these scriptures, take them back to 1 Corinthians chapter
1,
in the verse
24,
we hear this. Let's read as we understand. First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Na yeri aba abayite abayudaya era na abayonani. Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
You hear of well.
Kristo Yesu.
Christ Jesus.
We know
as God the Son.
Era Katonda chigamba.
And God the Word.
Ge magezi.
He is the wisdom.
Umoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Era ge manyi ga Katonda.
And the power of God.
Umoyo wa manyi.
The spirit of power. I don't know if this is something you've understood. God the Father himself. God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son. And God the Holy Spirit. All them their fullness. Made of seven spirits. That is the way it does into the triple portion
ritual.
But we cannot go in that. Someone shakes the head, they are wondering. After you've understood his fullness,
there
gets authority, make image of his spirit in the image of us.
In
the spirit has a head,
it
has the chest, the arms, it has the waist,
even
the bum which sits on his throne.
Even
the feet. And is the spirit but it's made of seven spirits.
In
the system is like that. Now the second level, spirit of wisdom and understanding, where he gets precious stones and he makes a body for himself. There are no stones, mountains, neither anything. Remember, there was only water. Out there he got stones, tall mountains, all those we shall understand them. Praise Jesus much. But they have told us that God the Father, God the Word, God the Holy Spirit, them as the Spirit, they are each one of them is made of fullness of seven spirits. Praise Jesus much. In them are spirits. Get their image and likeness. Which is like just as we appear. And he has a head.
The
spirit has the head. Has the chest and the arms. And the stomach. And the waist.
And
the bum and the legs. What doesn't have their, these private parts?
That
part of God we call God is spirit.
It's
not clothed the body
the
of his glory. That we shall see on the next Tuesday.
You
see how he makes the body.
Drive his
fullness of spirit of wisdom and understanding. Praise Jesus.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But what to Samamo Jude?
When we read in Jude,
the
Father is spoken of to be the only wise God. He has the spirit of wisdom. He has this of understanding and of the counsel and of power.
Into
rid of the seven spirits,
making
the work in the double portion. You will know what he is inside him. speaks in the spirit of understanding, command by command, scripture by scripture. Not just come speak out. Notice these people say spirit has come, but he just keeps speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Jude.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda isuli soka nolo nyiri yolabili mwetano.
Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Katondo omuyeka omulokozi wafe. Kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe awe wenge chitiwa.
Eri temisewo.
First Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1:17.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Timothy H. Timothy H. Soka.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Look,
the First Timothy chapter 1, the verse 17. Is the eternal King,
the immortal
God. He never dies.
Invisible. The only wise God.
Katondo mugezi yeka.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. If he's God the Spirit, that's part which makes him invisible. That we saw in Job. Tries to look, yet he could not see him. Moves make him invisible. People look for him, they don't see him. People under the sun look for wisdom. They look for understanding. They look for knowledge. Some of the great things they look for. And others look for counsel. Is it not that?
So let's go to
the counselor to counsel us. What are they looking for?
They
look for God all along.
You
don't know he got a spirit. His fullness, how is it made?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Fullness is made of seven spirits. When they tell us in the Proverbs 1 that in the fear of God, knowledge begins. The fear of God, wisdom begins. Every beginning is on God.
It's
the beginning.
Now
wisdom begins from where?
Muye.
In him. It was such the children of men. And it's not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Praise is above the heavens. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
Ngero esule soka nolo nyiriri olomusanvu.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
Mukutya mukama okumanya mukusokera. Na yaba sirusiru banyo mama gezi noku yigirizi wanga.
Okutya mukama.
Fear of God.
Yentandi kwa yoku.
Begin
yo
of knowledge.
Katunda yentandi kwa.
God is the beginning. Isn't that?
But
the spirit of knowledge began within him.
Even
the spirit of fear of God in him. The spirit of wisdom in him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when it begins him, a spirit of the Lord. And that's God the Lord. He saw in him wisdom and understanding. He said, I've seen this in me.
And
my fullness is made of this. And he explained us.
Yet
we could not understand them. Many years back. Praise Jesus much.
So,
if you read in the Proverbs 9. In the verse 10.
Okay,
let's first read from verse 1.
Ngero esule yo mwenda nolu nyiriri olusoka.
Proverbs chapter 9 from verse 1.
Amagezi gazimbye nyumba yago. Gatemye empaji zago musanvu.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus
Christ. Kwa ulidenti Yesu Kristo ge magezi ga katonda.
Jesus is the wisdom of God. And is the power of God. Begin to say that wisdom
is
built in her house, heavens and earth.
Its
seven pillars, seven within it. They are the seven spirits of God, which make his fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you skip to verse 10, he says this to us.
Ngero esule yomwenda nolu nyiriri ole kumi.
Proverbs 9 in the verse 10.
Mukutia mukama amagezi mwegasokera. No kumanyo yo mutukuvu kwe kutegera. Olunyo ole kumi na olumu.
Lude moko. Ole kumi.
Ngero esule yomwenda olu nyiriri ole kumi.
Proverbs chapter 9 in the verse 10.
Mukutia mukama amagezi mwegasokera.
Enti mukutia katu.
That in the fear of God.
Usingano moyo wa
mukutia mukama. Where you find the spirit of fear of God.
The
spirit of wisdom also began from there.
It's
the God you hear the beginning and the end.
There
we to see above the heavens at the beginning.
Before the creation.
Before creation.
Before
the heavens and earth which are.
But
where we head to above the heavens.
Come
here the God appears on the throne. God the Father on his throne, God the Word, the Lord Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit.
He had
God part the spiritual.
In,
as an image as we are today,
its
fullness, how is it made? Lest something comes out tell you, I the Lord your God, the naked spirit.
First,
say, I know God is not naked spirit. Explain his part of the spirit.
Fullness,
you who has called yourself God. What do you think we fight with this time? Fight with what God spoke of.
There are
those who lift themselves calling themselves God. And you are about to hear him in the world. Though he comes in the working of Satan. But when he will come, we
as
have been told by God. Going to ask them questions. That has
meaning.
Why God tells them to us in his work, the
ways.
Final on the planet earth. I don't know if you understood something. Let's repeat the verse 10.
Ngeresule yomwenda nolu nyiriri orekomi.
Proverbs 9 and the verse 10.
Mukutia mukama amagezi mwegasokera. No kumanyo yo mutukuvu kwe kutegera.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bomanyo mutukuvu boma kwe kutegera.
When you know the right is that's understanding.
Omutukuvu ye Katonda.
That the righteous is God.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus.
Kazi omutuka ko ye kutegera kenyenyenyi.
The rich him is the understanding himself.
Muye mulimo moyo okutegera.
Inside him is the spirit of understanding.
So otegedde nti Katonda part ngo moyo.
Stood God in the part of the spirit.
Is
made of fullness
of
the seven spirits. But remember one thing.
It's
the beginning of this spirit is the end.
Yes,
why in Revelation chapter 19 is called omnipresent.
Over omnipotent. The
spirit of power is an ending in him.
The
spirit of wisdom an ending. Who is the beginning and the end?
Omnipotent.
Let's Revelations 19 from verse 16.
Nempulira ng'eddoboozi ery'ekibiina ekinene era ng'eddoboozi
ery'amazima.
Kubikulu esula ya 19 olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Revelations 19 from verse 6.
Nempulira ng'eddoboozi ery'ekibiina ekinene era ng'eddoboozi ery'amazzi amangi era ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka okw'amaanyi nga byogera nti Aleluya, kubanga Mukama Katonda waffe omuyinza w'ebintu byonna ti omnipotenti afuga.
Mpozi muruganda bali bakijjawo.
In Uganda they have taken it away.
Ekigambo omnipotent.
The word omnipotent.
Kitegeeza unlimited power.
It means powers unlimited. Amanya agata koma.
Omoyo wa amanya ataliko ukoma.
Your power unlimited.
Kati kitegeeza ngo omoyo wa amanya bwali mu
yebwa. His spirit of power is in him.
Katulabe wana mama kudu. Batu waddechi tugaziyirizemu tetulengera aha batugame having unlimited
unlimited or very great power
hi amanyi ngategako ma
power unlimited
tegeza yeke nyine atayinza kubako wako
manyi himself who cannot have a limit
yendali kwatechi
the beginning and the end.
When you
got the spirit of power,
when it begins
in him has no beginning neither end,
it's
the beginning and the end.
When he
speaks based above the heavens,
first
ask us where is the place of wisdom and of understanding.
And
say that he's right above the heavens.
He said,
so wisdom, understanding gathered them and they make his appearance.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's get there to Job.
Yobu esule yabiri mu munana n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
Job 28 in the verse 20.
Kale amagezi gavaawa. N'ekifo okutegeera we kubeera kiri luddawa.
Omanyiyo.
You know there.
Ye kenyini mwene.
Himself.
Katonda.
God.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Kigambo.
The Word.
N'omwoyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Nabwe batandika nga bakkaanya mwomu.
Has begun and they agree in one.
Katonda iyo pati gye mbadde nkunyulako ndi Katonda
gwe mwoyo. God the Father explained this, God the Spirit.
Ye mwoyo mu bujuvu bw'akola emyoyo musanvu.
In his fullness made seven spirits.
Nga yatandika nga amanyi omwoyo wa amanyi takoma.
Began the spirit of power unlimited.
Ye ng'omwoyo wa mukama.
He has spirit of the Lord.
Alaga nti okatono ye mukama.
Which God is Lord.
Takoma.
Is unending. Wisdom unending. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding unlimited. Beginning and the end. Spirit of counsel.
How long
where place of wisdom and understanding in himself.
Job 28 in
the verse 21.
Kubanga gakwekebwa amaso gabala mu bonna era gakisibwa ennyonyezo mu bbanga.
Ani ku muyagala bako?
Who of you has ever seen them?
Kale wagenda kusomero.
Okay, you went to school.
No soma byosomo.
And you read what you read.
Ne bagamba ofunye
ekyo. Told you've gotten
amagezi.
Wisdom.
N'okutegeera
and understanding perhaps. Even knowledge.
Mugwe byali bya kala ki?
Inside you, which color did they possess?
Wanji.
How many of us got wisdom? All of us got on that called wisdom. What was the color of the wisdom you got? But did you dare even get it? Coming here, you moved with wisdom to here.
Even
understanding was involved, but on a lower level. Not people laid their feet.
Every
try to do it is involved. sinning is right there sinning.
In Psalms 139,
he staged us in the front and our back.
It's
no word coming on our mouth. He does it know of.
God
pulled diploma and degrees
to
seek wisdom. Who is God? But
we've
never reached him. It's the time you come, we reach on him as we hear today.
You know,
this challenges the entire world.
How
long the wisdom you seek for, what is it?
Those
who went to school, you went to look for what?
And
wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
You were
seeking for God, which he didn't know.
Reached
and got a portion which speaks of him. Smaller portion. And you got corrupt. You say it is not even there.
Yet
speak with a portion of his what he is. And that's why I tell you, it does not count any worth in you.
Even
fallen angels, it counts foolishness in them. For what they do, they don't understand. Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive for they don't know what they do.
But
we crucify him. What we do, we understand. Yet what do we understand? Let's repeat that verse.
Yobu esule yabiri mu munana nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Job 28:21.
Kubanga gakwekebwa amaso gabalamu bonna era gakisibwa ennyonyezo omubbanga olwabiri mu ebbiri okuzikirira n'okufa kwogera nti twawulira ekigambo kyago n'amatu gaffe.
Okuzikirira n'okufa.
Death and destruction.
He
heard of it speak with understanding. You know, is God himself. You know, wisdom speaks. In your head it speaks. Because its voice is Lord. Because portion of it is
fallen.
These are our bodies of flesh.
Make
something wrong and they speak to you that you do it like this and this.
You
speak with it, but you can hear it.
Until
if you're going to cook tea,
you
lighten fire, get a kettle.
As
you join them up and you cook tea. If there's no sugar, it's not sweet. And you say, I speak with who? God has been close to hearts of people all along.
He
told us the word is not far.
It's
close to your hearts.
It,
within you, in your mind.
He said,
in your mouth, we asked, where is it? Have you read of that? In the Romans, it says, the word is not far. It's in your mouth. Jesus,
called wisdom,
understanding, counsel, and power is close to you in that mouth. And you speak of him, but not in understanding him. Let's move on with Job.
Job 28:23. Katonda ategere kubo lyago era yamanyi ekifo kyago.
Now himself as God explained us is the wisdom. His understanding is the counsel,
is
the power unlimited, is the knowledge unlimited.
Is
the fear we call God of fear, who is fierce. Is the spirit of the Lord. God, we all long try to know that God is the spirit. He's made how?
In
the way, he's a spirit. He has an image as we do appear. But his fullness, made of seven spirits, out comes the head of his spirit, the chest and the arm of his spirit, stomach and the back of his spirit, the bum and the legs of his spirit.
Now
after there, he makes himself image of the glorious body that we study of on Tuesday. Let's move on with Job here.
Job 28:24. Kubanga atunulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna. Olwabiri mw'etaano okukolera empewo ekigera weewaawo apima amazzi n'ekipima. Olunya olwabiri mu omukaaga bwe yateekera enkuba etteeka n'ekkuba ery'okumyansa okw'okubwatuka. Abiri mu musanvu awo n'alyoka agalaba n'agabuulira. Yaganyweza weewaawo n'agekenneenyeza ddala. Olunya olwabiri mu omunaana era n'agamba abantu nti laba okutya Mukama okwo ge magezi.
He said this began together. He speaks like this. When he looked at the lampstand, the fear of God is that is the Lord. Fear of God, it is the wisdom.
And
he can say fear of God. Fear of God is the knowledge. They all come from him, God. That all long is the fullness of God.
The
fullness of the Holy Spirit alone, no. The fullness of God the Father. The fullness of God the Word. The fullness of God the Spirit. He can tell you, I am wisdom. And I seek for knowledge.
And
it's also in me. Counsel is mine.
No kumanya okutu.
If in rightful okutesa knowledge.
No
counsel is mine in rightful knowledge. Just come there and you begin to know him.
As the
lampstand show fullness of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, within Uganda, there is an altar of knowledge of God. And there is a pillar.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's to help fight with these who call themselves gods. And there is the one who is about to be proclaimed openly, publicly. He calls himself God.
His
coming is in the working of Satan. He was the first to call himself God. Yet it's not God.
Speak
that God, he doesn't know anything of him. Everything called itself God. Not in the way we've studied in his fullness. It's not God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Everything has to be explained well. Let's end with these two scriptures. Then we'll leave this place.
Daniel 11
and verse 30.
Daniel 11 and verse
30.
Daniel 11 verse
30.
Kubanga ebyombo ebyekitimu birijja okumulumba. Kyalivaana kuwala aliddayo. Alisunguwalira endagaano entukuvu, alikola byalyagala, aliddirayo ddala, alirowooza abo abaaleka endagaano entukuvu. 31. Era emikono giriyimirira ku luuyi lwe, era baligwagwawaza awatukuvu, kye kigo. Era balijjawo ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa eky'ennaku zonna.
Emikono gigenda kuvaayo gimuwagire.
Forces will come up support them.
Gye muyita new world order.
That you call the world order. People are going to sign covenants and agreements. Religions began to join themselves that they support the one coming.
And
some of our brethren in salvation
have
already signed that covenant agreement. Agreeing upon the one coming in the working of Satan, calling himself God. Satan first called himself. Now this knowledge of God, Spirit of the Lord explaining us how it works in single portion, as the word of God is,
tell
us image and likeness of God on their throne. Tells us that we forget those calling themselves God who come to us. Many people have signed companies.
Big
companies, MTN, Airtel, they all signed that.
And they tell you to
Kwaniza Elie Sempia. Games and sports, they're all there. Now God say, explain my people know, as the foolishness manifests, and my people know me.
Daniel 11:31. Era emikono giriyimirira ku luuyi lwe. Era baligwa gwawaza watukuvu.
Now
the holy place that we call the Church of Christ, of the Holy Ones, it would have been ours.
We
first made it abominable, as you've heard. They when speak of born again here or in other nations, they made abominable. They are all an abomination now. Another chase a wife, marry another. These abuse themselves.
That
it have been a holy church is turned into another thing.
Most
it they have endorsed their hands. Will come the one who come like God. Working is the working of Satan.
Daniel 11
verse 30.
Erebali guagua wazawa tokovo chechigo. Erebali jawo echiwebwa yechokebwa echenaku zonna. Bali yimirize ekyomuzizo ekizikiriza.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyi omu kubonero bwa mukama face
byayo kira. One of the signs the Lord Jesus spoke of.
Matayo abiri munya.
In the Matthew 24.
Yatulaga nti bali teka wecho muzizo ekizikiriza.
Showed us to put abomination causing desolation.
And
sat in the holy place. The holy place as the building.
It's
not the building.
But
speak church, we would have been holy. Even the other place of the Holy Spirit. Where there is Holy Spirit.
And there
is Holy Ghost. Another is seated there. Another spirit which is not right.
If you
understood God is spirit, if you understood his fullness, they say Holy Ghost.
Ghost
sits in the holy place. It's called holy. That's the place.
You
would have been spirit there. But rather there is holy. Instead of Holy Spirit, where there is meant to be Holy Spirit, holy is the place. Where spirit resides. We know it's the Holy Spirit. Now where is the Holy? The place remains. And they sat there the ghosts. The Holy place remained. But what is sitting there is another.
You
could have been a holy church.
You
be temple of the Holy Spirit.
You could
be the temple of the Ghost.
Holy Ghost now.
You call Holy
come,
Ghost.
Holy Ghost. I love you, Holy Ghost. Come in your presence. Come and fill me.
Holy Ghost. Omuzima
mutukuvu.
Now the one who called the Holy Spirit to be the temple of him, of the Holy Spirit, you are calling another thing. Now the Lord of all that, prophet is head over all,
is
about to be elected publicly, and to proclaim him is God.
Yet
working will be the working of Satan.
It's
possible to change God of things. Now he God says, my people have to know me quick,
that
them to proclaim their thing,
when
he is not their God.
Daniel 11:32.
32.
Naba abali kulobubi ngabali kendagano. Aliba chamya chamya no kwe gonza. Na ya abantu abamanyi Katonda wabwe baliba na amanyi. Bali kolevi obuzira.
That
people who know their God,
bali baba amani,
they will be powerful.
Bali
they will do great exploits.
It's
what takes us know our God, God who created the heavens and earth.
God
sees image and his likeness on their throne. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Explain
party spirit how it is. In which image and which likeness. Now when you get back, we see the glorious body.
Which
image and the likeness.
Then
you see anything lifting itself. Calls himself God.
You're
not to bow for Satan, even the ambassador of his saints, to be God in the midst of the world.
Those
who have come out to say, I am Jesus, I have come back. All those are in the signs.
How
your Jesus appears how? The one Jesus given us.
It's
not that what you ate too on is not easy. If we sit here studying, someone may wonder, what are these people on?
Those
who escaped worship, the one they call God, who come in the working of Satan,
they are
those who know their God,
they
know his fullness, made of seven spirits,
has
wisdom as his wisdom,
and
know wisdom how it works.
I know Kugan Kutagera.
Speak with understanding.
As
this part that is understanding.
Spirit
of understanding.
I know
in him. He has to speak with counsel. Counsel which created heaven and earth. And he understands them well.
I know Kugan Katonda.
He is God of the unlimited power.
I know Kugan.
He has to speak.
Katonda
the God of the full knowledge. And there's no end on it.
Then comes
we ask where he began from. You go away.
When we
began above the heavens. Now you begin to struggle with that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We're going into a competition. In the spiritual battle,
we are
not going to hold any guns to hunt Satan and his fallen angels.
The
system wants to put the one from human beings, and he calls himself God.
Daniel 11:33. Naba abali na magezi mu bantu bali yigiriza banji naye kitala no muliro okusibibwa no kunyagibwa biri baguyisa ennaku nyingi
abamu banaye mwegendeze kubanga namaze okumanya bwemu.
Be careful for after you have known like this.
Banonya kati balina mukutegeera.
They seek for both understanding, they are hunting for them.
Naye bera no musano ogwo kumanya okujudde.
Have the light of the full knowledge.
Amanya manji gaveri katondo kuku.
Much power will come from God to keep you.
Muri nyaliya mukama afi.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Esome tulira.
Daniel 11:11 no lunyiriri olwasa tumenya.
Daniel 11:34.
Awo bwe baligwa bali bera no kuberu okutono. Naye banji abali egatta nabo no kwegonza.
Okugwakubaddewo.
Falling has happened.
Ne waliwo okuberwa kwekuno
okujjitu. This
eight
church had fallen, but the aid, the help has come. But they have warned us one thing. Men who serve Satan, religions and different beliefs,
and
salvation which already fell,
that
they will come to us with humility, they humble in their cloaks. And the way of the cross. And they're humbling themselves like that. You keep humbling. When we do you understand? We shall not accept your humility, false humility. And
the
clothed white glorious
clothes.
Find a pastor. He is clothing white garments. It's of the priests. He's preaching within it.
The one I saw,
Emmanuel
TV.
Emmanuel TV. He's clothing like a priest. He's like a priest. And it's white. The shoes white.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The power.
A man. He's clothing like a priest. Most they took them in that thing. They
bring
that they call God in the midst of the world.
Daniel 11:35. Ti naba mukwabo abalina amagezi baligwa okubawomya. They
will give you honors.
And
those who seem to understand a little. Now you go to Victory. You find him closing a collar. They crown them, they pass through them. And they reach to the inner man. They to the crown him, they pass through them. They close from the ocean.
And
this one was a pastor, now he's crowned. If
you
clothe like that with a heart, they even pass to Rueza. They move in through like that. And they claim to have crowned you. You are his lordship, the bishop.
Inspector General Prophet.
Inspector Prophet.
But we've understood
and we thank the Lord. And we see the anointing of the double portion, the Holy Spirit in the fullness, that the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
The
Spirit of the Lord has begun telling us.
It reveals
us real God how he is. Then we see any person or anything or any creation which calls itself God.
Because
when you look at that our banner,
new generation,
new generation with the full knowledge of God, they say, they feel jealous of that. Even fellow born again, they begin to jeer with their mouth like that. Can God be known?
He said,
those who will know their God. Jealousy consumes you, it's up to you. We are that name. We are the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So again, there is a,
now you get bigger.
As
raising this knowledge, they can beat you down with honors.
So God
arose here not honors but work.
Apostles,
prophets, pastors, end there.
Don't become Inspector General Prophet.
Inspector General Prophets.
Don't
become his lordship, the bishops.
His eminence.
His eminence.
Doctor.
Doctor. I will not speak of him. You were crowned honors.
Daniel 11:35. Naba mukwabo abalina amagezi bali gwokuba womya.
Okuwomerezebwa kwa bitibwa tibwa
n'ebitali. Honors which are worthless.
Ofunya amagezi katonda.
Gotten wisdom with God.
Ngechigambo chebwechiri.
As his word is.
Kati bona yagadebye bitibwa
tibwa. If you want things of honors.
Manyo inzo ko namna ogamba.
Look to yourself and say.
Ewa bula kati nzi chuddo okumanya.
Now are filled with knowledge.
Abasajja bajja kuita.
Men will call you. And you speak knowledge, they hear you well. They bow down to you, they say.
Mazima.
Indeed. Our Lord.
Chase
them from there.
And
they are beginning on you.
Gabriel in revelation.
God sent him to speak.
And
John goes to bow down for him. He told him, don't bow for me. Bow to God. I'm your fellow servant. These days I see them. Synagogues you bow.
You
kiss the shoes of the prophets. Go on the
toes
of the inner man, you kiss his
toes.
You kiss the toes of the other. The inner man. Who is it? We do have ours. He's inside us. He's the spirit, our spirit. All those you have to avoid them.
But you should have finished
already this service.
People who ask you
perhaps,
why
we know God to this extent?
Taken
us in that much knowledge.
Just
as God, we end there. Knowing his appearance and image and likeness.
On
throne, he would have left it.
In
their
portion,
they tell us their fullness, how it is. The height, width, and the length of theirs. And listen now.
Yes,
it's the double portion
that
you desire to get off. Read in the Bible, you see, let's be given anointing of double portion. Now they are giving it to you, don't worry.
Daniel 11:35. N'abamu ku abo abalina amagezi bali gw'okubawoomya n'okubalongoosa n'okubatukuza.
They try to correct you. They put things upon you. They passed the entire world. Until they knew what they were up to.
When
Tuesday, tell you God has here come.
When
he gave us what he crowned you with. And we made all things upon you. We corrected you. They first crown you like that. And they put a ring, big one. They give you a walking stick. They give you those different garments of theirs.
Church,
they clap.
God
has opened up doors for pastor. And you look at people who know nothing. Not if you put you in a saucepan and they cover you up and you say hallelujah, thank you so much.
That is the way to read it.
Let's read we hear.
Daniel 11:35. Okutuusa ku kiseera eky'enkomerero kubanga kya kiseera ekyalagirwa ekitannatuuka.
Ekiseera kituuse butuusi bino
byaliwo
mu Daniel.
Wabula leero tuli mu action. Today we are right in the action of this.
Enyiriri 3 mu Batesalonika.
3 verses in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Nyore 10. Esula ya 10 nyore 10 n'olwe 11 mpaka olwe 12.
Abasesalonike ekyokubiri esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 10.
N'okukyamya kwonna okutali kwa butuukirivu eri abo ababula kubanga tebakkiriza kwagala mazima balyoke balokoke. 11 Katonda kyava abasindikira okukyamya okukola.
Ndindako eri Batesalonika kyakubiri esula yakubiri.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Kubanga ne kakano ekyama ekyobujeemu wekiri kikola.
Naye okutegeera obulungi katuve ku lwokusatu.
Abasesalonike ekyokubiri esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3.
Omuntu yenna tabalimbanga mu kigambo kyonna kyonna. kubanga olunaku olwo terulijja wabula ng'okwawukana kuli kumaze okubaawo era omuntu oli ow'okwonoona ng'alimala okubikkulwa.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Wagenda kubaawo enjawukana.
There is going to be a separation. Very surprising. We are going to based on religions and beliefs. This separation will come from them. Those who know their God, and those who have strayed from Him. And that son of perdition, spoken who claims to be God, in the working of Satan, and he too is being revealed.
Thessalonians 2:3. Second
Thessalonians 2:3.
Omwana owokuzikirira olinyo olwokuna awakanya eri yeegulumiza okusinga buli kintu ekiyitibwa Katonda oba ekisinzibwa n'okutuula n'atuula mu yeekaalu ya Katonda nga yeeraga yekka nti ye Katonda.
Waliwo ajja.
There is one coming
mu lwatu.
Publicly, beside the evil spirits sit in the other place in the spiritual world, where there's meant to be Holy Spirit,
and
Holy has remained, but the ghost is the one in there. Holy temple of Christ, which is us, where there would have been the Holy Spirit, then there is the Holy Ghost. This one who comes public, he will come, will be proclaimed in the entire world, God is here.
But
you, as the one who knows God, you've understood.
His
image and likeness on his throne. First,
known
God the Spirit, how he appears.
And
his fullness, how is it made? We shall head on to see
the image
and the likeness of the glory of his body on the throne. Then he comes, we see whether what we shall speak of, you'll have them.
And
they proclaim him here.
As to
proclaim the living God, for we are his witnesses.
As to
explain everything concerning him. As I say, apostle, you cut off that head of yours. I told you yesterday, me, I'm an offering to God. If he's pleased, if
I
feel a prophet Elijah and John the Baptist, if he's pleased, though they cut off the heads, I've finished my mission, it's done. For it's an offering.
If
you give you your hand, you keep it for some time.
If
you want to eat it, can anyone stop you?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Second Thessalonians 2:5.
Temujukira nga bwe nalinga nchali jemuli nababuulira ebyo olinyolo omukaga era ne kakano ekirobera mukimanyi alioka abikuke muntu okoze.
Omoyo mtukuvu yabadde kati alemesa.
Holy Spirit is the one who has been restraining him.
Who
publicly manifests.
For
that Holy Ghost, the spirit of Satan, is going to sit in one of the prophets, which are false.
Manifest
will be sat there as God. Most programs are made within America. Near in Bermuda Triangle, where there is their source,
their
bases under the ocean. But this you have to be careful of. It. Something we call Ecumenical Bible.
Bible
where they have involved the Quran, all books of all religions and beliefs. All the rest, they are destroying them. And they have tracked you a trick to put them on your phones. That ignore Bibles you can have. The men pass through many
of them.
They buy off all King James Bibles. They bought them and they gave you their Bible. That which has been
produced.
Now people who didn't know, they sold their Bibles.
When you speak
people
who
don't know, you say, apostle, stop abusing us.
Now,
why did you sell it if you were understanding? Both demons came from the Arab nations. And
they are
Muslims, they are buying them. Now you are having Bibles on your phone.
Buy
Bibles, look for them everywhere. Look for Bibles. You even pack some home.
Their
deal is about to crack. After you get used their own phones, they will power it out of once your phones. They have six beast computers. The computers of the beasts. The kingdom of Satan. The govern all computers in the world. Now they control you on television everywhere. They put now on your digital one of the fallen angels.
He's
in charge of that system. Those things I've told them to you. Why are you knowing God? To reaching His fullness. You hear digital.
Analog
was the one who was, but his wisdom was smaller. And they brought digital.
You,
they even act him in films. He has a big head. You move on this world, but it is like that. Even those are what are done on the world. It seems silent as you see it, but filled of swords which destroy spirits. Second Thessalonians 2 verse 7.
Kubanga ne kakano ekyamba ekyobujeemu we kiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kakano okutuusa lwalijjibwawo.
Kakati balwanyaganye n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now they fought with the Holy Spirit.
Okuleeta Holy Ghost.
To bring the Holy Ghost.
Naye olw'okuba otegedde nti Katonda kitaffe.
Those who understood God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Bakolebwa obujjuvu
w'omwoyo omutukuvu. They are made fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits of God.
Ekibuzo kiri nti.
The question is.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Kati tunafuna yo Ghost of
Wisdom. Shall we get the Ghost of Wisdom? Fullness of the other seven spirits, we have the spirit of wisdom. Now, what shall we call him?
Ghost of wisdom.
Ghost of wisdom.
They
have fought him to take him from the people. Push the Holy Spirit out of the people. That they welcome the Holy Ghost. That when it shall be in the people, and they are foolish, they say, God has come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, a prophet is coming, and you stand up, you're clapping for him as moving.
And
you see, God has arrived.
These,
they call themselves Wamalaika Bekanisa. Angel of the church, you think we don't know him. Are you an angel, you man? Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8.
Awo mujemi oli nalyoka bikoka mukama wa Yesu gwali tano muka ogwo mukama wake era gwali zikiriza n'okulabisibwa kw'okujja kwe olinnya olw'omwenda naye okujja kw'oyo kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani n'amaanyi gonna n'obubonero n'ebyamagero eby'obulimba.
Oyo agenda okujja banatera
omulungi
agenda ate ebyamagero babadde babiyisaamu kuba kati ensaba y'ekirokole
n'eyabakatulikirimba
ntakasa
nderebaomusalaba
wagulundaba omukono
bonna
bagwasisitimu egenze that ye Holy Ghost,
now, Holy Ghost has been successful through.
Ordered
the place of the one coming. The one coming behind Satan has sent him.
Comes
miracles beyond those you've seen. miracles and wonders. I follow miracles.
First,
see the kingdom of God and righteousness. The rest will be just added to you.
God captured
everything in the power miracles.
Yet,
nothing like word and understanding. Now, church, miracles took all your hearts.
People
come say, who wants money? He powers to the people. You don't know where it comes from. Why will you ask? He's not God. And the toys birth gold. He shakes his pockets and silver falls. And you say, indeed, this is God. The miracles.
You say indeed is God.
We are not to understand him like that. We began to understand God in the single portion of the Spirit of the Lord.
As
works in the Word of God.
In
the fifth point,
seen
a portion of it.
Spirit,
God the Spirit, how he appears.
In
our image,
its
fullness is made of seven spirits. The other time we come back, we see the
in light
of the body he clothes on his throne. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Maybe to be quick, let's bring the tithe and the offerings. Because of time, we're not going to put a prayer. We are cleaned by the word we have heard. Bring the tithe and the offerings. May God bless you. He promised Malachi 3, starting from verse
8
into 12. Fight for works of your hand and rebuke evil Satan, who haunted your things, the works of your hands.
This
is the blessing of God. For you diligently hearken his voice. As Deuteronomy 28
says,
you diligently hearken unto my voice.
So
obey my laws and my commandments. All blessings will follow you.
Now
bless the city and the village. And everything you will touch, it will be blessed.
So we
the works of your hand, let them see blessings. You had no work, God gave you job and good ones, and those which cannot
establish,
those can leave you liberty
of
knowing God, to fellowshipping.
Amen.
Amen.